Spoiler Wars presents Star Wars Rebooted.
Welcome to Star Wars Rebooted, the podcast where we pretend we have been hired to reboot the Skywalker saga into a streaming series. My name is Mason Fields. I will be the pretend showrunner for this endeavor. And with me in this imaginary writer's room, pretend producers, Mando Mitch.
Hey, I love that. What an opening.
How's it going, everybody?
I told you that was coming. You forgot.
I forgot.
Your last talk. And our other pretend producer, Cousin Alec, no Guinness tonight, but he has been known to enjoy from time to time.
Yeah, once or twice.
All right, so listeners, y'all know me on this feed as the Spoiler Master podcaster and whatnot, but I'm also a little bit of a half-ass wannabe kind of screenwriter of sorts. See, I can't even like fully say it. I'm one of those like...
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Just say it, man. Own it.
Get it out
there. Put it out there, man.
Half-assed
wannabe
writer.
Like The Secret. All of a sudden, you'll be producing shit.
You just got to speak it out to the universe.
Put it in the universe, baby.
That's right. Own it.
Our Obi-Wan conversations sort of sparked some of this idea. And in a lot of the writing guides I've come across over the years have all suggested, you know, to really understand how like story works, to take some of your favorite stories, your favorite films, whatever, and really break them into like story outlines so you can see how the mechanics work.
Yes.
So I really wanted to apply that same method to my favorite movie franchise of all time. And yes, I can still say in 2022, despite a lot of heartbreak over the years, Star Wars is still my favorite movie franchise of all time, despite all the other things that are out there. So, of course, I needed my two favorite people to talk Star Wars with.
I am honored.
What was the what the hell?
What the hell? Like, what other things have, like, tried to... I mean, I think the whole...
MCU was giving it a run for its money until this downturn here the last year or so in my book. And, you know, Same thing, might have said Lord of the Rings, but the Hobbits kind of fucked that up for me, you know. Oof. So it's still Star Wars.
You didn't like 47 minutes of dwarves with plates? That wasn't a good scene for you?
Not all bad, but...
Don't shit on my Tolkien. Do you see this right here? Thank you very much. Don't mess with my Tolkien.
For listeners who cannot see, he's pointing to a map of Middle Earth on his wall behind him.
Thank you very much. That's right. A hand-drawn map of Middle Earth. Thank you very much.
By you?
Oh, hell no. I'm not that talented.
Okay.
I was about to compliment you. Thank you for stopping.
I thought at least maybe Danny did it for you.
No.
All right. So in this very first episode of Star Wars Rebooted, we need to lay out exactly what it is we're going to be doing here. Well, first of all, we're rebooting Star Wars.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
So first of all, we're not actually rebooting Star Wars. I just want to make that.
Can we get Mindy Kaling as a writer? That would probably be a good start.
I'd watch that Star Wars. get her in that writer's room. So, before you come at us with the how dare yous, I just want to make it perfectly clear. We are in no way affiliated with any legitimate film company. The ideas and views expressed in this podcast are in no way affiliated with Disney or Lucasfilm, but we are available. So we will be analyzing the 9 Skywalker saga films as if we were the ones responsible for breaking this grand story into season and episode arcs for this new era of streaming TV that we're all in. Mitch?
I would like to put out there that if we are available, I love it as it is right now. I don't know if that gets me any more foot in the door, but I love it as it is right now.
Good news for Kathleen Kennedy. All right, so we begin with the premise that we've talked about before, sort of the idea set forth by George Lucas himself that Star Wars is really the story as told by the droids, by R2, a little help from 3PO, a little help from BB-8. That's kind of the story we're watching, right?
Sure.
And of course, you know, the from a certain point of view goes back to, you know, Empire Strikes Back, and you told me my Darth Vader killed my father. Well, from a certain point of view. So this is just Star Wars from a different point of view. Everybody on board so far?
I think so.
All right.
My note-taking app's going pretty fast, but it will be all right.
You lost me at Mando Mitch, but I'm here with you. No worries. I got it.
So that's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to do it. We will begin with the prequels and tell the entire story chronologically. And in each podcast episode, we will analyze a section of the films and discuss what works, what doesn't work, and just, you know, our overall opinions about it. Then we will begin to outline how we would reconstruct each of those nine films into a season of TV. Questions?
Are we to include the TV series, the different tier, even the animated series, and how that falls into the canon as well?
That is all stuff that is on the table to bring in and fill in.
Okay.
We're not, that'll come more into play when we're talking about kind of Attack of the Clones to Revenge of the Sith.
So when we erase the entire episode two and just show the first season of Clone Wars.
Pretty much.
Like that's what we're going to go with.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
We're just all on that page right now. That's seven episodes from now, but just put my thought process out there early.
But yes, all the animated stuff is on the table. You know, I think getting Ahsoka into the mainline story at some point is definitely worth talking about.
Yes.
Well,
there's a lot of history though that's in there that's revealed in those animated series, and then also like Solo and the
Rogue One.
Yep. Rogue One, thank you very much. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. Those are all part of this, yes?
We're not breaking those the same way, but stuff that's in there could come in, particularly Rogue One. Solo would be harder to integrate because of timeline.
Tougher to do.
Though
I am a defender of Solo as a quality film.
Not near as bad as all the shit that everybody gave it.
I don't know why people shat on that one. Ron Howard made a very good movie. But
I will say this about Solo. The only thing that I despise about that is what they did to the Falcon. That little fucking thing that they put in between. Bullshit. I hated that crap. I was glad he sent it off into the atmosphere never to come back. They fucked up my Falcon, and that's wrong. That's wrong,
An untouchable in the layer of canon. I get it.
Thank you. That's an understandable
complaint.
That is a silhouette that one cannot mess with by putting some escape pod shit in there. It was too shiny, too white. It's too white.
It didn't have that like the old busted RV feel. That's one of my favorite parts of Spaceballs is when they put it into an actual RV. I was like, you know what? That's right. That is what that thing is.
It's an RV
with some weird trap compartments in the bottom so they can smuggle
down
spice.
Winnebago falling off the side of the road.
Shit, I forgot the spare again.
Yes, all of that is certainly on the table. So what we're going to do is we're going to act as though we have been honored with this monumental task. Though, of course, like I said, we haven't actually.
Sure.
We are
available, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. We'll act as if we have a mandate from the studio that has not actually hired us to stick as strictly as possible. Notice very loose terminology there, as strictly as possible to the overall beats of the story. We can't change major canon or, just completely, obliterate characters, that kind of
run amok in the Star Wars world.
Yes. And for the sake of the sort of intellectual challenge of it all, it would be
It would be too easy to just change the story.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
it would be too easy to just erase Jar Jar Binks. But no, we need to talk about how to make a character like that actually work, not just go, get that out of here.
Yeah.
Now, there may be a few characters we can drop.
A mute button, I think, is my first recommendation.
Don't shit on the voice that bad.
A personality transplant, I think, is what I intend for him. We'll particularly try to address kind of the things that like famously didn't work for people, particularly about the prequels. I just mentioned Jar Jar. That's a big one.
So we're definitely making him a Sith Lord is what you're saying. My favorite internet rumor of all time.
Yes.
So we can change, certain characters like that pretty radically, but we can't make, Anakin. I don't even know how you would like radically change Anakin and still keep him Anakin. You know what I mean?
Recast him.
Well, we
Sorry,
will.
Jake. I love you, buddy, but that was hard. That was wretched.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, Mitch, because we will throw in a recasting episode, which I think will be a lot of fun, kind of talking about who we would actually cast in these roles today.
Okay.
That'll kind of come at the end of each movie arc, as it were.
Okay.
All right. So, listeners, you might be wondering, who are we to dare presume to tamper with this sacred text? Well, nobody.
Do I need to show him my Star Wars tattoo? You guys should look at this. It's going to get graphic, but I'll show the cameras.
Oh, God.
My webcam just broke. But no, I mean, we are not any more qualified than you. And we would love your help with this project. Our perspective is admittedly limited as three, you know, kind of chubby middle-aged white folks.
Hey.
So we need some more voices in the room.
I'm
right?
not kind of chubby. I think the kind of is unnecessary.
I worked hard on this.
I was trying to be kind. You did me a kindness
I don't deserve.
So please, listeners, if you're interested in the project, there's no malice intended in this. We're not like destroying your Star Wars or anything like that. It's just a fun, you know, another way to do the fan conversation.
What if we received theories from, or like ideas from the listeners and then talked about the best ones on the show? Like,
that's the idea.
Would that actually work?
Yeah, sure.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. So not only do we want to hear about you, but we could talk about it.
Yeah,
if it's really good and feasible, we could talk about it on the show
and bring you on at some point if that's.
Oh, look at you! See, I didn't want to take the liberty.
Oh, he's working. He's working.
Yeah, he is.
But we just want some of that feedback. So please engage with us at Spoiler Wars Pod on Twitter and Instagram, at Spoiler Wars Pod at gmail.com, and at the mothership spoilerwars.com. And please follow, subscribe, rate, review, whatever it is you do on whatever podcast platform you listen to.
Please like us. Please
like me. It's all for the algorithm, folks.
I just want friends.
All right. So lastly, how does this all work pod to bot? So in our next episode, we'll begin examining Act One of The Phantom Menace. It's pretty much everything until they escape Naboo. Is kind of how we'll do that. And then the following episodes, we'll do Act Two, Act Three, more or less the same in their own episodes. Talking about them and the whole while kind of putting ideas up on the board for when we actually kind of go into the imaginary writer's room after all that. And then, like I said, at the end of kind of that season discussion, we'll talk about kind of actually how the beats of the season would go, how we would split this stuff up into episodes. We're not actually going to be getting into like, I'm going to rewrite this scene. I may tinker with a few just for the fun of it at the end of the season, maybe do some kind of like mini table read or just like a beat sheet for an episode, something like that. So a lot of fun that could be had with this idea, but we're just getting started with it. So we're looking at about a minimum of 5 podcast episodes per movie. Rinse, repeat for the Skywalker saga. So anybody that can do the math knows we'll be in prequel land for quite a while. Not sure how we will treat the original trilogy, probably with a little more reference. Delicately with reference. Exactly. We will probably
have a
completely different approach to the sequel trilogy if we ever get there. In other words, pretty much just blow that up and start from scratch. But we're going to talk about the sequel trilogy more tonight. All right. So before we begin our Star Wars specific discussion, I kind of wanted to start by rehashing some of our conversation from that Obi-Wan episode in terms of the idea of, is anything too sacred to be rebooted? At the time, I kind of fell on the like, well, I think you should, but I understand there's a couple of things, you know, The Godfather, you can't remake that. But the more I think about it, no, that's bullshit. I say remake everything. Let me decide which version of I like, you know, especially in an age where we reboot Batman every, you know, fucking 3 years and have, you know, a whole cycle running at the same time.
God, if I got to watch the origin story of Batman one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to shove a pencil in my eye.
But see, that's on me. I say make them all. And
maybe
if
you
I
should Joe chill.
Nailed it.
Score! One for Alec.
So, Mitch, why don't you start us off? You were the one that you wanted to lay out that disclaimer, you know, to just make sure that, like, everybody knew. This isn't my idea. I don't want to touch the sacred films. So tell me why. Tell me why.
I mean, okay. So for me, I mean, I'm getting ready to turn 52 next month. So I got to see all of these movies in the theater when they first released. Like, my first memory of Star Wars was flipping through the newspaper, and they used to have in the daily break where I lived, they had all the little small pictures of the hottest movies that were coming out. And it's the movie, you know, or the poster where Luke is standing up on top. Darth Vader's in the background, fading in the background.
Got it behind me.
You got it right behind you. Mm-hmm, you know, and Leia's like kneeling right in front of him, and she's got her blaster, and the droids are off on the one side. And I'm like, oh, I want to go see that. I hadn't seen a commercial for it or anything else, but I just remember that newspaper clipping. And that was 1977. I was 7 years old. I went and I was mesmerized. I was in. At the end of that movie, I was like, I like everything about this. I want all the toys. And I got the action figures. I actually was one barcode away, Kenner barcode away from getting my own Boba Fett. I was like, I don't know who that is, but I love that armor. That's so cool. I suffered through the holiday special that came in, that came out after that show. And I ate it all up. Even B. Arthur singing in the cantina. I was, you know, I was in Art Rooney being the best friend of Chewbacca and Han. If you ever want to see a geriatric Han Solo, watch the original holiday special.
So
I went through all that, and my loyalty is based there.
So if you open the newspaper tomorrow and saw this is real, Star Wars is being rebooted coming next summer, you would be angry?
I would shit my pants, but I would be first in line. I would want to see what are they doing to it?
Yeah.
I mean, because even through all the things like the Jar Jar Binks is like, yeah, okay, the character could have been better, but I'm not shitting on that universe because I was still, and yes, they did things that I really wasn't crazy about. Like they killed Darth Maul. I wanted to see him and Anakin go at it.
Yeah.
I wanted Anakin. I wanted Darth Maul. Dooku, I didn't even want to see Dooku. I was like, okay, I love Christopher Lee, but no.
I think most people, if they saw that in the paper, would kind of go, no fucking way. They better not fuck it up.
First reaction, I'd be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, but I'm going to see it because if it's going to be a train wreck, I want to be there to see it.
So I think more and more, you know, everything is getting remade, especially now every movie that's ever been made will be rebooted into a streaming series sooner or later.
I'm sure.
So we're kind of just getting ahead of that a little bit. Cousin, what about you? Where are you at with the idea of Too Sacred to reboot? I know before I had said Godfather was untouchable. No, fuck that. Somebody try. I mean, you know, if you fuck it up, it's on you, but you know, what the hell? Let me decide if I like it, you know?
Well, okay. So when you talk about something like The Godfather, it's not that you reboot it, it's that you rebrand it.
Thank you. Don't mess with the original Godfather.
So you don't make The Godfather again, but you make a movie about, instead of Italians, just Irish mafia.
Right.
And you go through a family drama and you don't call it The Godfather, you call it Uncle Joe or whatever you're going to call it. That also sounds cool. You know, like I had a friend once who was talking about this very subject who in terms of just modern literature was like, you know, they've never, you know, it's not like they're ever going to remake Hamlet. And I was like, motherfucker, you never seen The Lion King?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like you don't. So with some of these things that are sacred, I like in general with this process, though I'm super excited that we're doing it, I would be the one who'd be like, I'd give it an episode, but I'd be coming in negative, angry, gnashing at the teeth.
Oh, you know I would.
Yeah, I know. That would be, even as many problems as I have with especially the sequels, but the prequels, that story's been told and I love that it was told.
Yeah.
And I don't want to remake it. I feel like we get a little bit different in the comic book universe because comic books themselves have accepted that it's remade every 15, 20 years. I mean, you know this, Mitch, as much of a collector as I am, that we've seen the X-Men rebuilt into a different machine every 15 days, it feels like at this point.
During the 80s, it was like that. Oh, my God. There was a new title.
There's 11 teams, and it's just weird iterations. And it was, you know, just pick your favorite.
See, I go to like the Godfather example, you know, yes, that's been done plenty of the, let's just take this story, redress it. And I mean, hell, I just finished watching Peaky Blinders and that's basically the Godfather dressed up.
Yeah.
But I say,
he's even the middle Godfather. Brother, like, you know, it was awesome. And you know what? We enjoyed Peaky Blinders a ton. It was a great story.
I mean, in Star Wars defense, George took things like from the mythology and the stories of Wagner that were in his, you know, like the Valkyries and everything else. Those little key things about emotion and struggle and everything else, he just took those and redid those as well.
Yeah,
so it's not like that story. It's just now framed in a space age, you know. So, I mean, everybody ends up, the same storylines are being rehashed all the time. It's just how you package them.
Yeah.
The Star Wars universe was packaged amazingly. And yeah. And that's the part, like, yeah, I never said that I wasn't going to be bitter about going and watching it. And yes, I would watch if they were to remake Star Wars tomorrow. But I know if it ends up going too far away from, like, wait, you're telling me now that, like, because I was really confused when they were coming out with the sequels of 7, 8, 9. I'm like, well, what fantasy book or what fan fiction book are they going to end up following?
Yeah.
Is this going to be Ben and he's got a twin sister and all this, or
they
Jason?
Should have followed the expanded universe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was really, really kind of confused as like where all that was going to go. And I came out of 7 kind of disappointed, like, oh man, Kylo Ren is nothing more than a big whiny bitch. And all he does is just like throw tantrums. I mean, he doesn't have any more control over the Force than I do. But I still love that movie because that's canon to me now. And once it's made into movies, it's canon. And that's okay. So now that's what I've got to accept. That's the world I've been given.
I just think, I don't know, maybe the comic book universe of it all did sort of break down those walls for me, where it's like, you're going to reboot it. You know, the idea of anything being too sacred to reboot. The fact is, nothing really is. It's just the people that reboot it a lot of times end up waiting until that first generation that fell in love with it is dead and gone. And so they never get to see the reboot. I'd rather get to see it, you know, personally.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that, okay, just like in comic books. Now you've got fans, like, I know that I liked X-Men, but I didn't really, I didn't care for the storylines in Uncanny X-Men. So that was a different title, same group, but a different title. And it was just like, I don't know about all that. And it was like, I didn't like the way the story was going. I still read it because, of course, it's the X-Men and that's my group. Yeah. I mean, but
it's my jam.
I didn't care for it that much. So like, I might go into this like, okay, you're going to redo it. You're rewriting canon. So you're taking all the things that we know of that is canon today and you're changing it. But that doesn't mean I got to like it. I might say that, no, you know, I'm the original Coke person. I don't like this new Coke you got going on over here. I like the old Coke. I'm going to stick with that, you know, but I'm not going to shit on you because this is what you like. It's just not that's not my Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's not the Star Wars I grew up with.
The headcanon of it all, we've talked about it before, in that, like, especially with Star Wars, you know, there are parts of it where you just got to kind of be like, I just kind of got to pretend that didn't happen. You know, I got to pretend that Luke didn't make out with his sister or whatever, you know, just to kind of make the headcanon continuity work. But that's why what we're doing, I think, is to adhere this close, and we're just pulling the story apart and filling in the gaps there, you know? You know, back to the Godfather analogy, I say, give me the 8-episode season of, you know, the Godfather Part 1 made into a whole season. Flesh that out. Build that out.
So, now that we're doing it in this format, there's more legitimacy to it, I think.
Because you're not breaking canon, you're just telling the stuff that's untold.
Not remaking the movie, but instead going into and being like, hey, well, the Godfather's a great example because Mario Puzo's book, we only get about a fourth of it in those movies.
Right. Very different.
So there, it would be awesome to see it broken down in that manner. But in the same vein, if I'm going to be breaking down, as I think we're going to get into as a group, there is some of that canon from other stuff that would really fill out the universe a little bit better.
Oh, 100%.
In these 8, 10 episode seasons, if we're doing it, like, we could add some stuff, not ruin what's happened, but add and
but pull from
connect
that
things so it's easier for people that aren't like the trio of us and then go home and research or read other things or make the connections that other people aren't going to do. where maybe someone could just sit and watch the series and enjoy it as much as we do.
And again, it's not rewriting the canon. You're now using that as a parameter. What I believe that we would be doing, and the reason I like this was, is that you're still working with the canon that's been set up by George and LucasArts.
We're not inventing new characters whole cloth or anything like that.
So by being able to do that, you're already setting, okay, this is the perimeters of my sandbox I can work with. How are we going to move those pieces in a little bit different way in order to be able to tell that story maybe a little bit better? Maybe a little bit, because, I mean, even George himself said that, I mean, when he made 4, 5, 6, he wished that technology was up to what his imagination was, and he wasn't able to tell the complete story as what he wanted. Yeah, he went back and he did the digital, but that's like little bits here and there. I mean, it was, you know, a scene of background. There was no content that you're really seeing. You're not really seeing the actors coming back and doing stuff because they were just too ass old at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you're right, Mitch. A lot of what I think at least what I see us doing is, like I said, we're not inventing new characters whole cloth. We're just kind of moving the pieces around the board a little bit. In a lot of ways, I sort of, the analog for me is the same way I think of historical fiction, where it's like, you know, these bullet points happened, but you didn't actually see that conversation or whatever. So just a, for example, down the road, you know, we might see Dooku at the Jedi Temple, having a conversation with Obi-Wan or Mace Windu or something.
Dooku leaving, I think, could be a cool scene.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That came to mind that just made it, maybe validates his character for us.
Right. In other words, things that we know happened. He popped out
of nowhere for me. So that type of thing would be perfect. Yes.
But it's things like that we know happened. We just didn't get to see him happen. Yeah. And for example, you know, in the prequel trilogy, so much of the prequels, I think, especially as they survive kind of in headcanon, is because they were filled in by all that Clone Wars stuff that answered a lot of questions that the movies frankly didn't, and explained more of the, like, you know, the clone plot and all that kind of stuff that the movies didn't. So it's really just bringing in those pieces of other canon. I'm not trying to, you know, make Luke Skywalker, let's rename him Michael Jordan and give him a jetpack. You know, we're not.
I'm out if you want to do that. I'm out. I can't do that.
Yes, there's certainly an element of fan fiction in what we're doing. I mean, that's basically what it is, but it's adhering to the original text as closely as possible. This is not, and I've checked out some shit out there. This is not like Qui-Gon sexually assaulting Obi-Wan kind of fan fiction stuff. God. All right. Yeah. This is,
is that a thing?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of slash fiction with Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon and just all of it. Anakin. It's just, so we're not going down that road. We're not going down that road.
Well, thank God. That's kind of,
I was going to say my son was about to come in and say hi, but I can tell him not to. He's not quite that old. Let's wait until he's four.
Yeah. Four's a good age. Yeah.
Four's a good age to really get into sexual assault, I think.
Appropriate for that.
Yeah. Really appropriate.
All right, guys. So we're about to kick
off. So our Star Wars is definitely going to be rated R, is what we're saying. This is
a little closer to it than
oh, okay. What okay. We've seen. Okay. We'll talk about that as we go.
I'm glad you brought it up because I do see it as a vibe closer to what we got in Obi-Wan. You know, just you kind of feel the dark looming, you know, a little more adult themes, that kind of stuff. Not quite like full Game of Thrones, but.
Good Lord, no.
It's on the table. You know,
okay. I'm already going to argue that
not titties and sex position and all that, but
the nature of the universe is part of the universe. Yeah. I would argue,
but I particularly mean as it relates to the politics of it all. I want more of a maneuvering vibe, with some of that little, you know, kind of almost House of Cards kind of stuff from the politics side of things.
Okay.
This has been a preview of Spoiler Wars Presents Star Wars Rebooted. We hope you enjoyed it. Please check back on this feed for more of these preview segments over the next couple of weeks before we spin it off into its own feed here in probably about September. Thank you all for listening. Once again, follow us at Spoiler Wars Pod on Twitter and Instagram. My name is Mason Fields. Until next time, stay spoilery, everybody.